The silly season has passed us by, but there's still plenty of fun to be had around our Harbour City this summer. In an effort to support small businesses and provide neighbourhood entertainment, Summer Nights kicks off this weekend, which will bring a range of events to a number of local streets over the next month or so. And as part of Sydney Lunar Festival, Lunar Lanes will squeeze into next weekend as well. To tell us a little more is City of Sydney Deputy Lord Mayor, Jess Scully. Morning, Jess. How's it going?
Morning, Jared. Things are good.
That's good. Good to hear. Tell us about city streets. What do we have to look forward to over the coming weekends?
Well, I think one of the silver linings of this experience we've been having over the last couple of years is that we've seen more businesses and organisations reclaiming bits of street that were used for cars and parking to be used for social life and for business life in the city too. And I don't know about you, but I've loved all of those alfresco outdoor opportunities, you know, with the little concrete dividers and the artwork wrapped around them. And so we're taking that one step further. And this is called Sydney Summer Streets. It's about reclaiming road space for people in these one-off sort of festival-like experiences that we're going to be doing pretty much every weekend for the next few weeks. And we're going to close some of our big high streets, so Redfern Street, Darlinghurst Road and Macleay Street, Crown Street, Surrey Hills, Glebe Point Road, Harris Street and Piermont. And we're going to just turn them into party zones from 11 a.m. until late in the evening. We're going to help businesses spill out and provide great food and drinks and services on the street. We're going to have music and entertainment, and they're just going to be great places to be, but hopefully they're also more COVID-safe places to be because you're outdoors, you'll be have room to socially distance, and we're just going to hopefully enjoy summer in a new way.
Exciting times. It's part of a $12 million recovery plan to help these businesses and communities alike bounce back. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, look, we know people are doing it so tough, and we know small businesses and creatives and performers are some of the people who've been suffering the longest through all of this. So a huge proportion of that $12 million is going towards providing support for artists and creative organisations and practitioners to bring their work out on the streets to be enjoyed by the people of Sydney and to have more performances and events outdoors. So we've got this huge schedule of really exciting events that are going to roll out over the next few months. Some of them were supposed to happen in the second half of last year.
Reimagined.
And then the others are all about really putting more life and performance onto the streets and helping more businesses trade out on the streets. And, you know, we've been waiving outdoor dining fees. We can make it really cheap and easy and fast for businesses to get to trade outdoors because I don't know about you, but I always feel safer at the moment when I get to go and have something to eat or drink or a coffee outdoors in the open air. So,
yeah, of course.
We're trying to help that happen too.
That's great. It's so cool as well to see a little bit of funding behind it rather than, well, obviously it's great when people, I don't know, come up with something on their own, whether it be a festival or this, that and a like, but to see funding behind it, especially at this time, is I think a really positive thing. Do you want to tell us about Lunar Lanes as well? Because that's squeezing in there outside of Summer Streets. It's part of the Lunar Festival, Chinese New Year more largely. Tell us about celebrating that. That's exciting too.
Yeah, so I mean, it's you know, New Year's Eve is great, but that's one night, and Lunar Festival goes for days and days. You know, the Lunar Festival goes from January 29 to February 13, and it's this huge cross-cultural event that we, is one of our biggest events at the City of Sydney, and it's about bringing the Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese, Thai, Indonesian, Taiwanese, and Japanese community together and to put their culture on display because Lunar New Year and the Lunar Festival goes beyond just the Chinese community as had been celebrated in the past. So it's about putting that diversity of our Asian communities, you know, on display and out there for everyone to enjoy. And so Lunar Lanes is about turning the laneways of Haymarket into a street party. And that will take place on the 29th of January, and it's a really exciting event. There's going to be a whole bunch of performances, live entertainment, roving performers, market stalls, food trucks, DJs, a lot of beautiful moments, lion dancing, which everyone always loves, and as well as a whole lot of our beautiful lanterns. They make a really special environment. We're going to see those lanterns weaving their way down a newly pedestrianised George Street. So I don't know, if you haven't been into town recently, you'll be really surprised to see how much more of the city is walkable and people first.
That's great.
But it all, those lanterns are leading you to Dixon Street Mall, which is, you know, really the heart of Haymarket and our Chinese and Thai town and Koreatown communities. And so there'll be an immersive Year of the Water Tiger artwork, because it's the Year of the Tiger, but it's the Year of the Water Tiger. So an artist named Susan Chen, who's a Sydney-based artist, has made that artwork. And there's a whole bunch of other great stuff on display as well.
Exciting times in the city. And it's important to mention as well, Jess, you don't necessarily have to be a resident of the inner city. You can come from anywhere and everywhere and get involved. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. There's something for everyone at the festival. There's 80 events. There's heaps of food and New Year banquets. So you can go and eat and enjoy that, as well as an exhibition. There's calligraphy workshops. There's like all kinds of exciting things going on. So yeah, just check out what's on at Sydney. What's on.sydney.com, and all the info is there.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Jess.
Thanks, Jared.